season. They're starting to cool off a little bit. They need more help. They need more help from Rennon. Rennon gets hot. He's got hot flashes. He needs to stay hot the rest of the year because it's not guaranteed that the Mets are just going to roll over, because they've lost, even though they lost their best pitcher, they still are finding ways to win. Pitchers, Harvey, the shakeup and the suspension there has really woke him up. He's become a leader now.
Yep.
And Zach Wheeler, you got to give him, he goes in there every day and he competes.
He does.
And that's all you can ask for. And they find ways to win.
I mean, right now the Dodgers are ahead and the Mets are literally 9 out of the wild card. But it's early. A lot of things can happen. Now, the Mets don't play a lot of Eastern games until September, so they have the rest of the season to make up the wild card deficit, and I think that's what they're going to do. I mean, that's what they'll focus on, and I think with Suspettus back, that's what will happen. But look, they're still not perfect either. They're going to still have to make some other moves. Winning a doubleheader against Atlanta was big. They lost a game, though, Friday night. That was tough. And so that's, you have to factor in all these things, but right now, the outlook's better, and they're going to at least be in it. Their pitching will keep them in it. Now, they're going to go to the six-man rotation, which I'm not a big fan of. But if you could throw out the six pitchers that they do, if they win four out of every six, they'll get caught up pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, they play a good series this weekend. I think the Rockies come into town. It looks like, they should be... They should win. They basically should be able to find out whether or not they can compete against one of the best teams in the National League.
Yeah, they are one of the best.
And this is going to be a telling moment. If they can beat the Rockies and beat them decisively, they've got a chance. But if the Rockies come in town and sweep them, I mean, then we go. They've got some problems, even with Suspettus back. They've got some problems.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that's going to be a big-time series. We'll see where the Mets are at after that, and we'll go from there. It's amazing what the Dodgers are doing, too. I mean, you seem to always pick against the Dodgers, but right now they're 39-25. I don't know if anybody saw that one coming.
Well, yeah, they find ways to win, and of course they've got the manager there. He's got so much energy, Dave Roberts,
yep.
Every single day. And they've got that young shortstop, Corey Singer. He's kind of like an anchor. Every day he shows up. And he's in the lineup, and he's producing. And when they've got a young outfielder they just brought in there who's got the straightest left-handed swing since I've seen of Ted Williams. He's just added to what they've already had. So they've gotten better than they were last year, and last year they're on the brink of the World Series. So it's going to be fun to watch them in the stretch. And their pitching has holed up. Kershaw's back. They're getting a great pitching from the left-handed Hill. It's just... having a great year.
Yeah, they had all-timers day at Dodger Stadium, which is cool, and Lasorda came back, guys like Joe Torre, Steve Garvey, Oral Hershiser, so that was nice. Fred Clair, I know, threw out the first pitch the other day. Lasorda's 89, says he wants to live to 100. I just think right now this is a good time for the Dodgers. They're finally looking good. Don Newcomb was there, he's 90. He's recently out of the hospital. Don Newcomb's one of the all-time greats. Steve Garvey looks like he could still play. It's fun. It's fun to see the old-timers.
It is. And talk about Steve Garvey as a great Dodger. He was one of my favorite Dodgers coming up. And me as a youngster listening to Vin Scully and Steve Garvey on the radio, and then me having a chance to grow up and actually play against Steve Garvey was just an amazing moment in my career. And still today, he's a great businessman. A great man of the community, and just an all-time great Dodger.
Yeah, and his dad was a bus driver. He used to drive around the Brooklyn Dodgers. So Steve Garvey had the inroad to baseball at an early age. I interviewed him once, and he told me that. He was a really great player to watch. I don't think he gets his due. If Steve Garvey were playing today, he'd be very, very rich. That's all I know.
Yeah, and for a little guy to be a first baseman, he was one of the first little guys. They said, let's just put this guy here at first base. We don't know where we're going to put him. He couldn't really throw.
No, but he had that upper body strength, and he had the big forearms, and that certainly gave him the bat speed. And look, he wasn't an amazing home run hitter, but he was a really good doubles hitter, and would hit his fair shot amount of homers, too. great fielding first baseman, too. Like I said, maybe not the greatest fielding first baseman. They've had those guys, too. He wasn't that, but he was really, really solid at that position.
Yeah, for a small guy, he transformed that to the position. He took everybody. It all went to the big guy. And, you know, all of a sudden, the Dodgers put in the small guy and say, hey, the small guy can play the position, too.
Yep, yep. Well, Nico, that's going to end it for this week. We're going to take a week off next week as I'm on the road again. And then we'll be back first week of July, all baseball, all the time with the game.